This week's parsha is Vayikra. It is the first parsha in the book of Vayikra, the third book of the Torah. The word Vayikra itself means, and he called. And it starts by saying that Hashem called to Moshe. Now, what did Hashem call to Moshe about? To tell him the laws and all of the details of what's called the Korbanot, the sacrifices, and the service in the temple. So this third book of the Torah, the book of Vayikra, doesn't tell us history, it tells us laws, it tells us how to connect to Hashem. The word Vayikra, which means and he called, tells us that Hashem is calling to Moshe, and by extension, through Moshe, who is our representative, our prophet, Hashem is calling to every single Jew. And Hashem is calling to every single Jew to connect to Hashem. So we're trying to connect on Bluetooth and on cell phone and all kinds of different ways that we have ways humans are connecting with each other. Hashem is connecting with us, and Hashem is calling us, and Hashem is initiating a conversation that's a two-way conversation, potentially. That means that not only is Hashem calling us, but Hashem wants that we should call him. We should answer the phone. Hashem wants to have communication, two-way back-and-forth communication. There's a beautiful Rashi that Rashi says, quoting the Midrash at the beginning of this week's Parsha, that the word Vayikra in the Torah, if you look in the Torah scroll, the last letter of the word Vayikra, which is the letter Aleph, is written small. It's written smaller size than the rest of the letters. And somewhere, in some places in the Torah, there are a few letters that are written larger, a few letters are written smaller in certain in few places, and they each teach us a lesson. Rashi tells us that the reason that letter is written small is because Moshe was very humble. And Moshe did not want that it should be written in the Torah, Vayikra Hashem Moshe, Hashem called to Moshe, which is an expression of affection. Hashem didn't just tell Moshe, but first he called him and he said to Moshe, please Moshe, let's have a conversation. And then only after that, Hashem told him, not like a king who says to his servant, you go do this, you go do that. He says, are you ready for my conversation? Would you like me to tell you something? And Moshe, of course, would respond in some way, Hineni, here I am. And then Hashem would say whatever he would say. So this is a different kind of relationship. It's even though Hashem is demanding certain stuff, but Hashem is saying, listen, can you do it, please, for me? So Moshe, who was the one who was obviously Hashem was talking to, was humble, and he did not want to write full word Vayikra. He wanted to write Vayikar, which means, and it happened to be that Hashem spoke to Moshe. Totally different meaning, that Hashem carefully informed Moshe that he was about to have a conversation with him and make sure that you're ready for the conversation. Totally different. Vayikar means Hashem happened to speak to Moshe. Moshe was there. Hashem says to Moshe, no, I want you to write Vayikra. This is what I want you to write. So Moshe said, okay, let's make a compromise, Hashem. I will write Vayikra, but I'll make the Aleph small so that it has both connotations and that you'll get your way and I'll get my way. And that's the Rashi explains to us. Now, clearly, this is not just a nice story or a cute story. This is a lesson and a message. And here's the message. We find ourselves in the world. And we find ourselves different places, different stations, different times in our life, in our place, in our travels, in our work, in our pleasure, wherever it is, wherever we're going for vacation, recreation, work, whatever it is. So how do we look at the world? And the answer is, how does a craftsman look at the world? How does a sculptor look at a block of stone? How does a master carpenter look at a piece of wood, look at a log? We, meaning a person who is not a master craftsman, ordinary person, looks at a stone and sees a stone, sees a log. Master craftsman looks at a log, doesn't see a log, sees the creation that they can make out of this log. Sees the amazing artwork that they can make, the sculpture, a diamond. You'd look at a rock. A jeweler looks at a rock and he says, oh, I can see the diamond in this rock. The same is true, of course, of every Jew. We have to look at every individual around us and not see them for what they are externally right now, but we have to see them for the diamond that they really are, for their neshama. Hashem wants that we should look at the world, not the way the world presents itself, but the way Hashem is creating the world, the way the energy of Hashem is in. And therefore, in the book of Vayikra, we find about the karbanot. What are the karbanot? They're animals, a cow, a sheep, a goat. And a person says to themselves, this is what Hashem wants from us, that we should take a cow and slaughter it. We should take a goat and slaughter it. Hashem needs cows and goats, and we have to be involved with cows and goats and animals. We want to be involved with studying Torah. We want to be involved saying Tehillim, reading prayers. Why is the service in the temple? And as I mentioned to you, this third book of the Torah is all about the service in the temple. Why is the service in the Beit HaMikdash, in the holiest place on earth? It's not about people singing hymns. You would think that the service would be Levim, singing hymns, singing songs, being spiritual, meditating. No, 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 that's not what it's about. It's all about bringing animals, like literally animals, into God's house. Something that you wouldn't allow in your living room, you're going to bring into God's house an animal, slaughter it, butcher it, take off the skin, burn it, and to deal with all of the stuff that, of course, is producing in a mass slaughterhouse, which is what the Beis HaMikdash essentially really was a place where a meatpacking house, very fancy, but that's what they did. The building was fancy, but that's what the people did. What is all this all about? And of course, the Zohar teaches us that in the language of the Zohar, the secret, the mystical secret, the power, the energy that is in the animals is such a power that we can't even comprehend. It goes straight up to the source of everything. And the prophets Yeshayahu and Yechezkel, Isaiah and Ezekiel teach us that in heaven there are angels that are like certain animals and certain animalistic forms. Essentially, the idea is that the message of Vayikra is that when we happen to be Vayikar, we happen to be in a place, Vayikra, we should add the Aleph. We should recognize there's no such thing as happening to be in a place. There's no such thing as materialistic something. Everything is Hashem's energy. Everything is Hashem's creation. It's up to us to take what appears to be the most basic, the most base, the most crass, the most materialistic, and make that into holiness, make that into spirituality. And how do we do that? It's very, very clear. The Torah gives us extremely detailed instructions and directions in every aspect of our life, whether it's actually eating or drinking. We should eat kosher food. We should make a bracha before we eat. We should make a bracha after we eat. That's how we elevate our materialistic world today. We should be involved with things in an honest way, an ethical way. We should keep Shabbat as Shabbat. And all of these concepts are straight in the Torah, how to deal with the materialistic world and how to elevate it and how to, in fact, not be bogged down by the outward appearance of the world, but instead be elevated and ennobled. The person can say, look at all this stuff. It's dragging me down. I want to be spiritual. I want to go to a grass hut. I want to be meditating. I want to live on the top of a mountain. Hashem tells us that's not what you're here for. You're here to interact with the most materialistic things, but to elevate them and to see not the stone as a stone, but the stone as a sculpture that's waiting to be sculpted, as a diamond that's waiting to be crafted, as a beautiful wooden, whatever it is, that's waiting to be made. And that is our job. Hashem wants us, Vayikra, Hashem calls to each of us to be his craftspeople, to be his amazing diamond polishers, and that is our job. That is the message. That's the beginning of this week's Parsha, this third book of the Torah. And in fact, later on we read in the Torah that even though Hashem appoints the Kohanim and the Levim as the people who are actually doing the work, but Moshe told us already when we received the Torah, Be'atem tiyuli, you should be for me, Mamlechet Kohanim, you're all Kohanim. Every Jew, therefore, has an individual job. The Kohanim had the actual individual job of doing the actual service. The Levim had the actual job of singing the songs and playing the instruments and so on as the service was being done. But each of us have the job of being a Kohen in our own way. And how do we know what our job is? Person says, I want to be holy. I want to make the world holy. I want to do my mission. The answer is, wherever you are, Hashem put you there. And we actually, in fact, read this in the words of our great sage, our great prophets, May Hashem it's adegeber konanu. From God, man's steps are determined and directed. The place that we are, the station in life that we are, direction and instruction to us. Where Hashem puts us, vayikar, where Hashem makes us happen to be, we have to make vayikra. We have to add the aleph. We have to add that level of connection, that level of revelation, that level of sanctity and holiness. So, Shabbat Shalom, everybody.